Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy, with your co-hosts, Peaswad and...
Sleepy Weasel.
Sleepy Weasel.
Weasel. But you're... I'm co-host. We've discussed this many times in the past. But
we are co-host. Okay, are you ready? We're about to do a first on the podcast. I told you about this a minute ago. Here we go. Holy shit. There's the curse word. That's my first one on the show. Episode 15. 16. 16. Sorry. But welcome. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. We have been gone for
like an extended period of time.
Yeah,
a little while.
It's like 4 months. Why were we gone? What happened again?
Well, we were lost at sea, folks. Unfortunately, yeah. But that's a story for another time.
We wouldn't have been so lost, but all those waves look the exact same. So I mean,
they do.
It's like a left or a right, like, you know.
It's difficult to navigate, you know, but.
And the amazing
part
is, we're
back.
I didn't lose any weight while we were lost at sea. So, I mean, we did pretty good for being lost at sea.
I gained weight while we were lost at sea. It was weird, you know, it's strange. It's kind of weird how, you know.
All those coconuts and mahi-mahi and whatever else.
Yeah, mojitos.
I think those are all healthy. Yeah, we were drinking so many mojitos.
While we were lost at sea.
And daiquiris. Yeah. You know, like, whatever, though. It's probably the sugar. I got the sugar daiquiris. That's probably the problem.
All right. There you go. That must be what it was.
But thank you for joining us, everybody. For those who don't know, we are WT Conspiracy. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at WT Conspiracy. Our email address is WTConspiracy@gmail.com. And also, we have our videos on YouTube. We are, if you just search WT Conspiracy with no spaces, you will easily be able to find us. It feels so good to be back.
Correct.
It feels so good.
It really does. But just, you know, between being lost at sea and then us being two very, very, very busy adults, it's just kind of some things you find time to do things when you find time to do them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just kind of the way it goes.
Exactly. And that's the only reason we didn't do it. It wasn't because we're mad at each other or, you know, like, it wasn't like we were like, podcast over for no reason.
We're definitely not mad at you. We appreciate your patience, you know, so.
Exactly. I thought you were talking to me, and I was like, I'm not mad at me. What? No.
I'm not mad. I was talking to the people.
Exactly. Thank you.
This is also a rare episode where I'm not wearing a tank top. This might be like the first or second, I don't know, maybe at the beginning.
Yeah, I think the first episode you didn't wear a tank top, and then everyone after you have.
But it's very cold outside, and I haven't been in the sun in like 6 months. I'm very pale, and I am... My wife said I would look ridiculous. She said, you cannot wear a tank top. It's like, it's December 14th, you're going to look ridiculous. So I mean, you're probably right. So
it was a high of 40 degrees here in Delaware today. And I wore shorts all day.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with me.
I wore jeans. But also, I got to wear this. I'm wearing my Minnesota Vikings shirt because they're not a complete dumpster fire this year. So I can wear my Vikings shirt around public.
American football.
Other things. It's American football. Yeah, for those, you know, people who aren't inside the United States. It's at an NFL team.
Time out. I have a question for you. The Vikings, how many losses do they have?
Three.
Who was one of those losses to?
Oh, sake. Well, they did lose to the Lions last week, but the Lions are doing really well.
Yeah.
They did get blown out by the Cowboys, which, you know, whatever.
Cowboys are
a pretty
good team. Yeah.
Anybody
else? I wonder.
Huh. I don't remember. I'm forgetting.
Bold-faced liar.
I am a bold-faced liar. It's the goddamn Eagles. Because I know he's an Eagles fan. Pete's an Eagles fan. So he's been rubbing it in my face. What was that, week three?
I think so.
Something like that. It was the Vikings' first loss. So,
But it was a good, it wasn't great, but The Vikings have turned it around. But anyways, enough about American football, because not everybody that listens
to us
likes
American football. Yeah, it's a very specific crowd that we're talking about here.
But if you're not a part of that crowd, which could be many of the people I'm about to talk about, countries, I should say, we're changing the country shout-out a little bit. It is country going to shout actually...
Country shout-out.
That's our intro for... It's time for country shout-out. You sing it.
Country shout-out.
There we go. See?
Yeah, see?
Let's take two. I'll edit this. I won't edit this. It's time for country shout-out.
Country shout-out.
Is that better the second time, or is it worse?
That was the greatest thing I've ever heard, probably.
It was. It's really like a mix of
Fergie and Jesus.
Yeah, or an angel. You know, it's really. Yeah. I don't like to brag on myself, but you know, that was pretty good. That's pretty good. I really feel like that was. It don't get any better than that, folks.
No, not at all. If you know a better singer than Sleepy, I don't care. I don't believe you.
That's all. That's Peaswell didn't listen to any music besides just like random things from me singing on, you know, WT Conspiracy, which is the only one is right now. So he doesn't listen to any music. This is the only one thing to listen to.
Yeah, I can't wait to finally have some music to listen to now from that one snippet you just did. Okay, so we changed it up a little bit. It's going to be new countries are Austria and Finland, and then our returning countries are the U.S., U.K., Netherlands, Canada, Denmark, Australia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Jesus, I almost messed that up. So if you are new or returning, I love you. Thank you so much.
By Finland, do you mean like Sweden?
Allegedly or Finland.
Allegedly Finland?
It was.
We did cover a whole episode about that. But,
you know what it was? It was probably fishermen in the waters that are actually Finland. So picked up as quote-unquote Finland. So thank you to the fishermen who were in fake Finland, in the waters of fake Finland.
Yeah, that are transporting fish to Japan.
Exactly. So. Yep. My God, it's so ridiculous. We're called WT Conspiracy, but we don't believe 99% of them.
Right.
So that was all just a joke, just so you guys know. We don't really think that Finland's fake. But we do have an extra shout out for an individual, because I was pretty excited about this. We wanted to give a shout out to Aaron on TikTok, who is from the UK. They heard about my Twitch account through the podcast. Aaron said that her and her boyfriend love the show. They both listen, and that they came to my Twitch because they heard a saying. So Twitch, if you just go to Twitch, search Peaswad, P-E-A-S-W-A-D. I play video games a lot of times with Sleepy, if he's not sleeping, literally.
Yeah, I've been really bad about that on weekends lately. Dude, I've just been so busy. Like, I've been sleeping in on weekends. Like, I've been getting up to, like, 9, 10
o'clock.
You're
so tired. You're like, let me just catch up a little bit.
Well, it's that, too. But Bobby's been wanting to hang out a lot lately. And people don't know Bobby's my buddy that I hang out with down here and stuff like that. And he comes over. And when he comes over, we have a couple of adult beverages while we're hanging out. And then I'm up too late. And then I've got to get extra sleep. So take that for what you will.
And you're 35 plus, so I mean the recovery time is 37. You need more time. 37,
yeah.
Well, I was saying 35 plus to be general, but you know, let's tell everybody your age. You're 37. Yeah.
Do you guys want my birthday and social security number too? How about mailing address? My mother's maiden name? We can just throw it all out there.
I mean, yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm joking. I'm not doing that.
Are you ready for the a whole episode of just catch up? Because that's pretty much what it feels like is going to be.
Nah, we can get through it quick. Because, I mean, basically, you know what I've been doing. So, I'll go first. So, basically, last time we did an episode, and a lot of people who watched prior, that you guys know I broke my ankle. I was in those big casts, blah, 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 the boot. But, you know, last time we did an episode, I didn't have a working ankle. And now I do. I'm walking around. Everything's normal. You know, kind of. I still can't, like, bend it kind of all the way up. You know, but I'm walking around doing whatever.
Well, we were lost at sea. We ensured that he kept his foot elevated.
Yeah, and while we were lost at sea, so And I made all of my physical therapy appointments too, which was nice, you know. So, but, you know, I did that. And then right now my daughters are both in basketball season, which is a lot of practice throughout the week. It's a lot of games. So, you know, we squeeze this in this week. Hopefully we maybe keep squeezing it on Wednesdays or, you know, whatever other day I have that's free. And besides that, literally, I've been doing what I was doing. I've been playing video games. I have been...
What video games?
Actually, lately, Battlefield 5, Deep Rock Galactic, and Hell Let Loose are the three I've been playing quite a bit of. The Hell Let Loose had some updates. It kind of broke the game there for a bit, but it's kind of getting better. Like, literally broke the game. Like, you couldn't spawn on things you're supposed to spawn on,
oh,
you know?
Oh, God.
So, I've been playing that a lot, and then just Battlefield 5 Deep Rock. I was playing some Modern Warfare 2 for a little bit. I kind of got bored with it. You know, unlike Mr. Peaswad here, it's me and him have been playing a lot of video games together, like, because he's lost in the sauce. he's really lost in it.
So lost.
That's all I've been doing. Just that, work. Just hanging out. My wife just finished her first half year of nursing school, so
woo!
Cheers to that. She's done with that, so she's got about a year left before she graduates.
We're proud of her.
We are. So it's tough, it's hard, you know, but she has a month off. She's a month out of school. She only has to, you know, she only works 2 12s at the hospital each week, so get to see my wife a lot more now than I have over the last like 6 months, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't gotta deal with the kids 100% by myself like I've kind of been doing, so it's nice to have a little bit of a break from taking them everywhere into every single appointment.
And now that she's home more, you full out have the ability to walk, and so that's great. Instead of before, when she was gone and you could barely do anything, like.
Yeah, that was tough. You remember after I had the surgery? You remember I had it, and then like 3 days later, her and the kids all went to Florida.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, she did it. I didn't want him to miss the trip, you know, so it was fine. You know, go ahead and go, blah, blah. But looking back at it now, she's like, I literally had surgery to put my ankle back together. And y'all went to the beach and left me alone.
You slipped.
I did slip and fell on it. Well, I slipped, and it's just reactionary. You catch yourself. So I caught myself with it for like a second, but it was like full weight. And then I fell. It's just, oh, man. You know, it was a.
And then he FaceTime called me, or not FaceTime, you don't have an iPhone because you're weird, but he called me on Discord and was like...
Android for life.
Pretty much. I was like, oh, God, it's okay.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I can't record. Dude, I literally, after that happened, I took, like, the pain pills I'm supposed to take and then just went to sleep.
I slept for like five hours. Pretty sure that was, we were supposed to record that time, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting ready to do. I was going in there to go get something, and then I slipped and fell. Like, we were literally like 10 minutes away from recording. This is back in July. And then I was like, dude, I can't. I was like, I'm in a ton of pain. I was like, I need to go to sleep. So, but yeah, my ankle works fine. I'm walking around, started going back to the gym again, started being a little more active, getting around. So it's, it's been great. So we're pretty much almost done with it. So I've actually only got 2 physical therapy appointments left, and the surgeon who did it when I went and met with him last time said, yeah, he said, it's moving enough. Like, that'll loosen up on its own. You don't got to do it anymore. So after here in like a week, I'm going to be done.
Nice.
Well, plus I'd met my deductible already. And if I keep going after the beginning of the year, it resets and it's like $100 a visit, and I'm not doing that. So it's, however it is now, it's as good as it's going to be. We'll be fine.
Yep. Until the beginning of the year, and then, you know, we might look at going back.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. It's okay. Yeah. But that's pretty much a recap for me. So what have you been doing, Pease? What have you been doing? And I'm looking at it here on the screen. I keep motioning this way. It's because I see Pease over here on my phone. So that's why I keep pointing there, because I see him right there. I'm going to drink a lot of these during this episode, by the way.
He's dual screening, but not really. He's using a phone. So it's kind of dual screening, you know, because there's 2 screens, right? Yeah,
kind of. I'm also technology challenged.
Oh, it was so funny. He had his thumb in front of the camera while he was trying to talk to me, and he was like, oh, God, I'm an old man. And I was like, oh.
I was just like trying to show up something. I was like, why is this? Can't see it. And I was like, oh, my hand's in the way because I'm an idiot.
So me.
Mm-hmm.
Ketchup. Let's see. I have. Oh my God! There's my second yawn of the podcast. You know how we record this in the evening. It's only like 7 p.m., but at like 6:30, I start yawning like a madman.
Well, it's because you get up at like 4 every day.
Well, yeah, today was, we got up at 4:15, I think, today. I'll get into that in just a minute. But video games, since the last time I played some Battlefield 5, of course. And then I beat Deathloop on the Steam Deck. And I also beat another game called Domekeeper, which that game was unbelievably good. For some reason, it just caught me. I'm currently playing a game called Kingdom. Oh, my eye itches. A game called Kingdom on the Steam Deck also. That's usually like when we're laying down and the kids are going to sleep. And I'm just like hanging out. What the hell? Steam Deck it, you know? And then the Xbox, though, I've been playing Modern Warfare 2 pretty much exclusively. And then they came out with the DMZ mode. And this DMZ mode is crazy.
It actually is fun. Like, even like me and Brayden were playing it for a little bit. Brayden's my son. Me and him were playing it quite a little bit. And, but like I go back to it occasionally, but Peaswall, like I said, has been lost. lost in that game mode.
Because there's like, it's like a lot of people have seen what Warzone is. You know, it's the Battle Royale. You go in, you kill everybody, and you're the last one standing. This game, you load in, and there's a lot of PC, just like PC, like enemies. Like, and there are also groups of people. You can literally go a match and never see another actual person. Or you can seek people out and try to fight people if you want. You know, it's 100% up to you and what you want to do. And then they have missions in there. And then they have, like, certain things you have to, like, you can go and do, like, certain, like, quest-type things. Contracts is what they call them. And it's, like, it's crazy because it's so much fun for me. Like, I understand it because it's not a battle royale, but it's still got, like, similar aspects. It's kind of like Call of Duty's take on Escape from Tarkov.
Right.
So you have to extract. You can extract at any time, you know, like, but you have to go to an extract point in order to get the hell out of there and all this stuff. So, yeah, that's that. But, like, shows, I went on a binge for a while where I literally watched, like, an endless amount of horror movies, like, in October. I watched all of them. Not all of them.
Like, what kind of horror movies? Are you talking, like some of the, like, old 80s, like, super fake kind of like gory type movies, or are you talking like some of like the thrillers? Like, what were you looking at here? Just curious.
Well, let's see here. I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, the old one.
Okay. Good.
I watched 2 and 3 also of that. I watched Children of the Corn, the old one. It was so bad. The Fly 2, Hellraiser 2, The Shining. Dude. Insidious 2, It and It 2, the new one, and then I had to stop because the new It movies were so good that I was like, I don't want to go back to like the trashy slasher stuff, you know? Because
both the new It movies are incredible. They're both so good. Dude, I'll tell you this right now.
Yeah.
The Hellraiser movies when I was a kid scared the piss out of me.
Yeah. Like,
those were so terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I also remember being at a sleepover. I had to have been in elementary school. We were in movies around Halloween time. There was a movie called Dead Alive. Have you ever heard of it? Like, it's super gory. Like, it's like an 80s movie. But it's like, it's about this like zombie, like some type of animal, like a monkey rat or something that bites somebody, turns people into zombies. But it's just like, yeah, that's what it was called at the zoo. There was like a nameplate at the zoo and it bit somebody. And as soon as it bit him, they cut off his arm and... like, it got out, it, like, bit this lady, I don't know. But it was, I remember it very vividly. But I've always looked for it, like, on streaming services and stuff. And I can't, it's never anywhere, you know? So it's, I would love to see it, because...
Is it a real thing, or is this, like, something that you, like, put multiple things together in your mind as a kid and were like, yeah.
No. If you Google Dead Alive, the horror movie, it's, like, a picture of, like, somebody's, like, holding their mouth open, and there's, like an eyeball or something coming out of it. That's, like, the cover of the movie. But yeah, I remember that vividly. But it's one of those things, too. I don't want to go back and watch movies. I don't know if anybody's ever done this. As an adult, you remember movies as a kid. And you go back and think they're going to be great, and then they're terrible.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a person like holding their mouth open, and there's like a skull looking through it.
Yeah,
but for some
yeah.
reason, the skull has eyeballs. What? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. That never happened in the movie that I can recall. but anyways, like watching movies, like people here don't know it, but I'm... This is going to sound super weird, and we've never talked about it before, but I collect Wizard of Oz stuff. Like the movie Wizard of Oz. Like I have a pretty extensive Wizard of Oz collection that was actually handed down to me from an aunt that passed away years and years ago. And I've kind of built on it here and there. But there was a movie called Return to the Land of Oz I remember as a kid. And I was just, and I remember being a really good movie, and it was kind of scary, kind of da-da-da. I went back and watched it as an adult probably 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Some of the worst movies I've ever seen. Like, it was horrible. Like, just like I remember watching this over and over again as a child, and was just so like entertained by it. And then I go back as an adult, and it's terrible. It's just I've literally ruined a piece of my child, like a childhood memory.
Yeah,
by going
yeah.
back and doing that.
Before I move on to the other stuff, I'm going to say this movie was directed by Peter Jackson. Like. Peter
really?
Jackson of, yeah, he Lord, was a screenplay really? Writer and a director, like Lord of the Rings Peter Jackson.
No way, was it really? That's crazy.
Unbelievable, like what? Okay. That blew my mind just now, because I was just scrolling through while we were chatting, and I was just like, what? Oh, wait, is this a different Peter Jackson? Like, no, it's the Peter Jackson.
See,
that's
crazy. I told you the movie is real. It wasn't like a repressed memory from childhood. Like, it was a real thing.
Well, you know, as a kid, sometimes you like you
just put two things, yeah.
and then it's like, you know, like the thing, and it's like, no, that's two separate things.
That,
you're crazy.
Yeah, that never happened. Like, you're an adult; you should know better.
That's Mandela effect. You know, that's not a real thing. So I put on here life stuffs also. So life stuff with me. We've been dealing with a lot of like sickness, like right now. Owen has a problem where like. Last 2 days in a row, he's woken up, and he, like, wakes up early, at, like, 4:15, 4:30, both 2 days in a row, and is like, I don't feel good, I need to go to the bathroom. So then we'll go in to go to the bathroom, and then he'll, like, have, like, coming out of both ends early in the morning.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst, having a kid who's sick like that. It's terrible.
Because then it's like, he's four, you know, and he's never had, like, explosive diarrhea before, so it's like... He doesn't know how to handle it, you know. He lets out a little fart, next thing you know, there's a little more. And it's like, we're changing underwear on a pretty regular basis and washing those. We got a, that's another thing that happened. We got a new washer and dryer because it's so
fantastic.
Exciting, right? Well, some dude came out to look at ours and he was like, oh, yeah, it's making all this noise because it's 15 years old, first off. Because it's all good because... you know, I just got to fix this and this and the drum. And he went in and opened it up and was like, oh, never mind. Your drum is completely fused, like, together. He's like, that's not a usual thing. He said, that thing's going to break down anytime and it's going to leak water everywhere. And it was like,
yeah,
okay.
You don't want that. Yeah, new appliances with that then.
And he said something about the dryer had so much lint on the inside of it that he's surprised it hasn't started on fire yet. And it was like, okay.
Speaking of water... I didn't mention what my son did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, this is fun. My teenage son, in his hurriedness and being so busy, he was doing some face washing stuff like he usually does, had the stopper up on the sink, left the water, you know, was running water, walked off of the second floor bathroom, leaving the water running in a sink for several hours. Flooded the upstairs of my house, raining down from the ceiling in the bottom of the house. And it was, we didn't find it for several hours. And, oh, man, was I upset.
You had water
Very
coming
upset.
Out of your plugs in your bathroom, right? I mean, in your garage.
Yeah, like, literally, there's
the
so much water
outlets.
Coming out of the ceiling. And it was literally, like, pouring out of, like, the... Because you have outlets in your ceiling for, like, your garage door opener or just whatever. Literally pouring out of it, literally, like a faucet. Yeah, so like right now, even now, like they've I don't want to get too much into it, but it's not everything's done upstairs being fixed. I mean, a lot of stuff had to be torn out, a lot of stuff had to be replaced. You know, ceilings had to be redone downstairs. So it's, yeah, I didn't even mention that. So that was a pretty big thing for me over the last month. Has been dealing with my son's inability to turn off water. But the great thing that comes from this is every time he leaves a room, me and my buddy, you know, mostly Bobby, remind him to shut the water off. I don't care if you're leaving a living room. There's no faucet in the living room. I'm still going to tell you. You know, you come in from outside. Did you turn the water off? You know, just it's just constant. He gets so mad. And he's like, it's not funny. It's like, it's just like, dude, it's just, you're the one who did it. I can joke about it forever. I'm like, no, I don't care.
Yeah, 100%.
You're lucky you still live here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, not really, but, you know, but it's, but still, very...
That's just a joke, everybody.
I'm not going to throw my teenage son outside.
That'd be ridiculous. Some people have. Oh, boy.
In the moment I wanted to, I wanted to fight him in Ohio so bad. It's just like you wouldn't believe. It's just like, get in the car now. We're leaving.
Get in the car. We're going to Ohio. That's our running joke for our buddy Ted. That I thought he lived in Ohio. So I told him I'd fight him in Ohio. And then he said, I'm not from Ohio. And then I was like, cool, that's where we're fighting. So... The thing I always say to him is, Ted, let's go to Ohio. I'll fight you in Ohio. And then the thing I always say to Sleepy is, that's it. Podcast over. And then immediately unintentionally, it almost was over.
Well, the seas are a dangerous place.
Dangerous.
You know.
Terrible.
You know. There's no plan. There's no Wi-Fi.
No.
I didn't have my laptop. You know,
I ran out of juice on my phone. What can I say? You know?
Yeah. He didn't bring a charger.
We couldn't get our C directions going. Yeah. And I did have one more thing. It's going to be kind of sad, and it'll be happy. Since the last time they recorded, my dog, Hogan, he was 15 years old, ended up passing away. So we want to say we love you, Hogan. He was the best of co-hosts for my Twitch. And so he had kidney disease, and then it can escalate very, very, very quickly. And his did to the point that he did not have control of his back legs very well, and he was pooping just randomly. Just you couldn't control his bowels, so it's like, okay, yeah, you know, like, it. Yeah, the quality of life, you know, it's not very good. So, yeah, so he passed away, so we will remember Hogan as a great co-host and a loving dog at 15 years old. But then since then, also, we got a new dog. Because I'm very much a dog person. I love having a dog, like, greet you at the door to cuddle with you and stuff. Because cats are cool. I love cats, but it's very different. You know, like, to come home and then cats are like, what the hell do you want? Instead of a dog that's like, yeah, you're here, yeah! So, we got a puppy. She is what we call a third-generation mixed breed. She's literally, like, seven breeds of animal or something like that. Like, it's so much. She's pretty big. She's got to be like 50 pounds already. So that's exciting. Her name is Twyla. And my wife is cooking bacon. Oh, it smells so good. Jesus, man. All right, podcast is over, right? I got to go eat bacon.
We got some podcasting to do.
We do.
You know?
We do. Some actual podcasting to do. And we did pretty good because we're up for not recording for 4 months. The whole intro all the way through the catch-up is only, like, a little less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, man. So
and you know the people who didn't... You know the people who didn't want to hear the catch-up. They already skipped over all of this. I know, anyways. Right? Also, yeah. One thing during catch-up that I did not mention as far as shows.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen the movie All Quiet on the Western Front. I think it came out in October. It's about the German perspective of the end of World War One. It's on Netflix. Watch it. Like, seriously, watch it. It is probably one of the best movies I've seen in a couple of years. Like, it is incredible.
And if you don't have it where you're at in your country, use a VPN. Set your VPN to the U.S. Watch it on the U.S. Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to him, I guess. I don't know how any of that works. Easy. I'm old. But anyways, if you can watch that, watch it. It was... And it's not like a really gory, you know, that's not what it really is. It's more about their experience at the end of it and stuff like that. So it's, if you can watch that, definitely watch it. But anyways, that concludes what I had to say. So go ahead and jump right into what you're about to say, Pease.
Well, I just want to let people know that we are both 37. 37?
We are.
We are both 37, and I am eight months-ish older than Sleepy. So when he says he's an old man and doesn't understand technology, I understand all of it. So I don't know what he's doing, man. Like, I'm hip with it.
I don't really know. I'm too busy whipping and nay-naying and dabbing on my kids, you know, so bam, because that's, I always ask my kids, are you guys still whipping and nay-naying? And they're like, oh, no, we're not. I was like, oh, dab, lit fire, fam, just, you know, I'm the most fun dad to go out with in public, you know, I just no look up and figure out what was popular like 4 years ago. Yeah. We're doing that all day.
No cap.
Yeah, sure. I don't even know what that means.
It means you're not wearing a hat. No cap. It means you're not wearing a hat.
Oh, well, I'm no cap right now.
Yeah, no cap. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much all the time because I don't wear hats.
I don't either. I do when I golf, and I haven't golfed in like 12 years or something. So.
I wear them when I golf. I just started wearing sunglasses like 2 years ago. So, you know, I never really wore them. I just started wearing pajama pants like 5 years ago. Like, I didn't really ever wear pajama pants.
The world is a brand new place to sleepy every day.
I'm just a weird dude. Like, I just get set on doing things. Like, we're going to hang out around the house in jeans all day. It's just, you know.
Then you try it once and you're like, wow, this is unbelievable. This is so like comfortable.
It's like all the wasted years of being the sun being in my eyes for no reason.
Why didn't I change my old man ways so many years ago?
Yeah.
Well, let's tell them. You ready? It's time to get into the main stuff. So today,
the main course,
which is bacon tonight for me, apparently, because, oh, it smells so good. Today we're here to talk to them about
We're going to be talking about the MK Ultra program.
Yes.
Put into place by the United States government back in the 50s, leading up into when it was ended. And kind of, we're going to go over kind of the start of it, kind of how it progressed, the methods that they used, kind of their, some kind of how it, what they were trying to achieve, and then kind of ultimately how it was ended and why there's not really a lot of records of it. Because don't be mistaken, this is kind of a conspiracy, kind of not, because it's definitely something that happened. You know, there were definitely records of it.
Conspiracy theory can be true. Yeah. It just has to have multiple people conspiring, like it's like a group of people conspiring.
Correct.
And then it's a theory about the multiple people conspiring, so.
Right.
You take this with a grain of salt, if you think it's true or not. Because in the end, it is.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of this stuff happened. Some of it, but we'll get into it on how all that works and everything like that.
There's allegations of some stuff that we don't know for sure is true also with it. So that's what makes it super interesting. That's where more of the conspiracy theory stuff gets into, like, you know, whether we blah, 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 blah. So,
you know what you need? You need a notebook.
Why do I need a notebook? I have Wikipedia pulled up right here in front of me.
But I... Notebook.
Have you ever seen my handwriting?
Dude, have you seen mine? Like, it's... I was telling you earlier, because this is... To be honest, we were going to do this episode a couple of months ago. So yeah. I did all the research on... I'm going through here trying to read my notes and everything. What I did... I can't read half of this because my handwriting's so bad. So hopefully, you know, hopefully I can piece together what I actually put down here. So... Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. We'll see. But we can go ahead and get into it a little bit. So MK Ultra.
Yeah.
It was a top secret CIA program. They conducted hundreds of experiments to see if LSD, other drugs, other sources of possible torture or mind manipulation could be used for mind control, information gathering, and then, you know, even some
truth
other
serum.
Yeah. Torture.
Yeah.
They were really trying, they were really trying to figure out how to control, you know, is there a way like on a battlefield or in certain situations with spies and this and that, like, is there a way, anything they could do, like get, tap into someone's mind and figure out, you know, I'd like P said, like pull information from them or have them go do something that they're not aware of or things like that.
Right.
Like I said, this was started by the CIA. one of the more controversial parts of this is the CIA at the beginning of it. Well, the whole thing's controversial, but you know, they
you're not wrong.
They employed former Nazi and Japanese generals, people that were associated with their armies, for torture methods and certain things like that that they tried to incorporate into what they were doing.
And that came from Operation Paperclip.
Yep. Yep.
That's where the Nazis came from. And that's another episode we could easily do is Operation Paperclip, because that's crazy.
Yeah. And per my notes here, it says the project lasted from 1953 to 1964. It became public in 1975. And once it kind of became public, it launched a congressional investigation into the illegal CIA activities. You got something you got to remember about this program if you look into it. There was literally no oversight. So the people who started this, the people in charge of it, I wrote this guy's name down. His name's the guy who approved it. Alan, give me the last name if you have it there.
Dulles.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, Dulles, because I can't read that last name that I wrote.
There's a Dulles Airport. I think it's in New York. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about airports to agree or disagree. So I know where one airport is. But anyways, when this guy started let me read here real quick, make sure I don't jump too far ahead. Let's see. Yeah, we'll start by him. Anyways, okay, next line here. One of the main reasons this project was started was due to the Cold War. In the 50s and 60s, USA was concerned that Soviet, Chinese, North Korea had brainwashing techniques that they were using, and they felt like they were falling behind the times.
It says here on Wikipedia, it says fear of Soviet brain perversion techniques was palpable, according to Dulles.
It's a lot of big words.
Yeah, that's how you know it's not my quote. It's a I would have said, but in, there ain't no words. Like, okay.
In 1953, Alan Dulles. Dulles, I think that's what you said.
Dulles.
Yeah. Like I said, my handwriting is so
bad. I think
bad.
It's Dulles. I don't know. I don't know.
But in 1953, he approved the project. The goal was to control enemies' behavior with drugs or psychomanipulation techniques. Some of the psychedelic drugs they were trying to use, paralytics, LSD. Yep. They even used you know, torture methods such as electroshock. Trying to tap into the mind. But while they were doing this, you know, some of these people were looking into it. It evolved more from trying to control people. They were still trying to do that, but they were trying to more tap into another piece of the mind. They believed that was like on a different plane. You know, to eventually see if they could go there. These notes are so bad. Like, how do I write like this every day?
And they also like expanded their horizons along with it. It was more than just that. They went into like super crazy spy stuff. Like, it says to instruct CIA officers on the lethal uses of sarin gas. Things like the umbrella gun, I believe, were a part of this, which is a potential for what some people think was part of the JFK assassination.
Right.
Because the CIA, some people believe that the CIA was involved and they were like the ones who did it. And then they also did other crazy stuff. Like they were, where did it say Fidel Castro? They devised several schemes to drug Fidel Castro because they were sick of his cigar usage.
Right there. Yeah, ridiculous. Enjoying to get cigars. I guess I've never had, I don't really smoke cigars. So.
I don't smoke.
But as far as you go back in some of the, like methods, as far as like we had mentioned, like using LSD, because they believe the mind altering effects. Once they started using it and testing it on people, you know, it was decided that the effects were too unpredictable. They also tried to do the same things with MDA, heroin, mushrooms, and every single time it was listed as like it's too unpredictable. Like they didn't work because obviously they're drugs and it's gonna make you. You know, make you have erratic behavior.
And I know that, I don't know this, but this is an allegation that I heard that acid was created through the AMK Ultra experiments.
Really?
Because it was like, they took some components of other drugs and put them with other things, and they were like, this could be it. This is it right here for us to be able to control somebody. And then with that, too, they were looking to be able to make people into Manchurian Candidate style subjects, is what it says here, too.
Right. So you could, yeah, because they wanted to control people and, like I said earlier, make them do things that they normally wouldn't do.
They would become sleeper agents, where, like, if they would see a butterfly that has, you know, like, tacos on the inside of it. I'm saying something crazy, you know, like, you don't ever see a butterfly with tacos on it, but if you see a picture of one all of a sudden, and then it's like, that's your trigger because of the drugs and all the stuff that they have done to help to control your mind. You're a regular person up until that point. That's exactly what they wanted, so they could be like, well, we'll send this dude to Cuba, he'll just live his life, and then we'll say, okay, here's your butterfly with tacos on it. And then it's like, oh, I gotta go kill Fidel Castro, and it just takes over their mind.
Right down. Something that blows my mind with it, though, is like not everyone knew they were being tested on either, because obviously they had some volunteers, and actually we'll get into that here in a bit on some of the more notable people who actually volunteered for this program when they were approached about it. Mm-hmm. But like some of the test sites they used, they were a lot of American universities have been said to have been used in it, hospitals, a big place that they. One of the bigger areas that they like to use to do these testing was prisons, because, I mean, you kind of have a captive group of people there that really can't, you know, go away or get away from it.
They gave LSD to mental patients.
Yeah.
Prisoners, drug addicts, and prostitutes, according to this. People who could not fight back, and that's a quote.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ew.
Well, and it kind of blows my mind, because, like, we had talked about the mind control and, like, trying to tap into something else earlier, you know. Like, you know, there's a quote where they said they wanted to blast away the existing mind and insert a new mind into the void. You know, that was, you know, we had talked about, you know, the mind control, this and that, but that it evolved into that. Like, they were saying, how can we remove what is currently there and then place something else in there? You know, like you said, to be like a, not even like being a sleeper agent, just like completely just put something brand new into where your previous mind was.
You put an inception it into their head, like that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just saw this. It says military personnel who received the mind altering drugs were also threatened with court martials if they told anyone about the experiments.
Yeah.
Wow.
They definitely were. Just looking here. I don't need to mention any of that. But I'm looking through here, and as things progressed, you know, one of the operations they ran, because obviously trying to find people who are willing to do this was difficult. Ow. You can only, you know, do it as so many. What happened? Were you attacked?
Yeah, by the table.
Oh, goodness.
I was just trying to rest my arm, and that, you know, that nerve that runs right by your funny bone?
Yeah. Oh, you smacked her?
I didn't even smack it. I just, like, hit it perfectly, and the nerve was like, F you! The whole, like, all the way at my arm.
Sure. But back to what I was saying. Sure. Yeah, sure, whatever. Should I replicate real quick? Should I just...
No, you're good. Keep going.
It didn't do it. But anyways.
You don't want to do it. It doesn't feel good.
But, like, but it doesn't. But what I was saying is, you know, trying to find people who you could either lure or, like, you know, get to do these experiments, you know, you can't just, you know, people ask questions, people disappear. The CIA actually ran an operation called Operation Midnight Climax. During this operation, the CIA employed prostitutes to lure men to CIA safe houses, as they called them, to use for drug experiments. So once they were there, they'd be drugged with whatever, and the CIA, you know, there'd be two-way mirrors and stuff like that, so they would watch the effects or what was happening through those. The main areas that this happened with was in San Francisco, New York, is where it was employed at.
Right.
You know, because I mean, that's the easiest thing to do. You know, it's you go back and you bring some, you know, and you party, and then, you know, they lose. You know, people who are going to be doing that type of stuff are typically doing drugs anyways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a pretty captive audience, but. According to this, like I said earlier, there was very little oversight on this project while it was going on. So in addition, during this operation they were running, the amount of government money spent on agents and the people involved in the program using drugs, prostitutes, mm-hmm. you know, alcohol. You know, the quote is there was...
These are quotes from the other stuff. They are
Yeah. This sex workers, sorry. Yeah, this is...
This is going off of what they're saying exactly, which from make
like
sure
the,
that's
from
clear.
Like the 60s. So
Yeah.
But anyways, in regards to, you know, in addition to that, the amount of alcohol that was bought and drugs and just... The yep. amount of people involved who were just basically these CIA workers were, while all these other people are partying and they're drugging these people to watch experiments. I mean, these people were doing the same types of, almost the same types of drugs, you know, alcohol, you know, sex, all this other stuff.
It was just a giant party.
That's really what they say it was. They said it was literally a giant party for all these people involved.
That's crazy.
There's also conspiracy to the death of Frank Olson. As far as his death involved with the program, you know, he fell. His death is listed as being as falling from a window.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they're not 100% sure. You know, in an additional autopsy, they confirmed there were other injuries. They were concerned that this guy was going to leak details and expose the program.
Is he a CIA agent?
Yeah.
They gave LSD to
him.
They spiked his drink. He didn't know. Yeah, they spiked his drink.
Yep.
And it was like, apparently, I don't know about all the rest of that, exactly what you're saying, but he died falling off of a very tall building.
Well, that's what they
quote,
say.
Quote, falling
but they,
off of a very
they,
tall building.
They think that, you know, with the other injuries after they did an additional autopsy years later, like mm-hmm. to the bones and skull and stuff like that, they think that he was maybe assassinated by the CIA on purpose.
Because he was going to leak information.
Because he was possibly going to leak information. Dude, it's just crazy when you read through all this stuff, like how far-reaching this program was.
The problem is, all the stuff that we're saying is true. It's not like we're saying, like, oh, you know, it could be. It's like, no, this is...
This literally... Because one of the bigger problems is once the program was shut down in the 60s, because it only ran for like 10 years or so before it was brought to light. But anyways, like they destroyed so many records, like right off the bat. Like as soon as it was done, they just started getting rid of stuff.
Because back in the day, well, it didn't have computers and internet and all that stuff. So it was like, all right, we have one guy's desk who has all the paperwork in it. Just burn that desk.
Like, yeah, it's easy to get rid of. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? All right, here I've got a list, though. We're going to jump ahead a little bit maybe here. But notable MK Ultra volunteers.
Oh, volunteers. Okay. Well, before you get into volunteers, wait. I got a couple things that I saw in here, too.
Go ahead.
They gave up on the notion when they were trying to use LSD. It was, quote, unquote, the secret... That was going to unlock the universe, is what they thought LSD was. The secret to unlocking the universe. And then I just saw this, too. This is all from Wikipedia for MKUltra. Another technique investigated was the intravenous administration of a barbiturate into one arm and an amphetamine into the other. The barbiturate was released into the person first, and as soon as they began to fall asleep, the amphetamines were released. What?
God, dang, like, dude. Up and a down, Lord.
Other experiments that's involved wild. Heroin, morphine, temazepam, I don't know what that is, mescaline, psilocybin. As you can tell, I don't do drugs very often, or ever, I should say.
These pronunciations are amazing.
scopolamine, alcohol, and sodium pentothal.
Pentothal, yeah. Yeah, we're from the Midwest. We say things how they're spelled. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then they also did things like hypnosis. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about all that craziness?
No, I don't really. I don't think I have any notes on the hypnosis part of it.
It says that their goal was to, quote, hypnotically induced anxieties, end quote. They would use hypnosis to try to anterograde and retrograde amnesia, like to cause different types of amnesia in people. So it's like they could have them do something, give them hypnosis if they learned how to do retrograde amnesia, or like the other one that I want to try to read again. And then it would
read it again.
And you might get retrograde and retrograde amnesia. So yeah, if they did those, then it could take it away and hypnotically. Hypnotically increasing ability to learn and recall complex written matter is something that happened, apparently. Okay. Hypnotically increasing ability to observe and recall complex arrangements of physical objects. I need some hypnosis. I'm just saying. I have no damn memory or ability to read. So that's that. So yeah, that's something I saw that was pretty interesting. And then are you going to talk about any Canadians?
I'm okay, no turn. Go ahead if you got something on it.
Well, in part of this MK Ultra stuff was actually done. A good portion of it was done in Canada.
Oh, I've got a note on that. It was conducted in the USA and Canada. At these universities, hospitals, prisons, stuff like that. Is there anything notable that you're seeing there?
Says that it was in Montreal. The dude commuted from wherever every week to Allen Memorial Institute of McGill University. That's a hell of a name for a school. Good luck. The AMIMU, and was paid $69,000 from 1957 to 1964, which is $579,000 in 2021 to carry out MKUltra experiments in Montreal. So the CIA was doing it outside of the States. They were giving them the money and they were saying, well, whatever happens over there, it's not the U.S., right? Like, our hands are clean.
You're still paying for it. Like I keep saying with the oversight, they literally had none. they literally had a blank check to do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Like, nearly nobody was watching them.
Oh, my God. And the dude would do things like he would play tape loops of noise or simple repetitive statements. And then in the end, his victims... That's a good way to put it. His victims suffered from urinary incontinence, amnesia, forgetting how to talk, forgetting their parents, and thinking their interrogators were their parents. My God. Yeah, that's not good. So there's that. That's what happened in Canada.
Yeah, but some of the notable MKUltra volunteers, right here it says Ken Kesey, author. Robert Hunter, who is a Grateful Dead lyricist.
Oh, wow.
Says here Ted Chasevsky, which is Kaczynski? The Unabomber?
Ted Kaczynski.
Kaczynski.
Yeah, he was trying to read this thing on here.
He was a part of that. And then, actually, Whitey Bulger.
Oh, my God. Whitey Bulger?
Yeah, the gangster from, the Boston gangster guy was part of the experiments. I'll have to Google that. See if that's correct.
Bulger?
Google him and MKUltra real quick. Because that seems like... I've got it written down, so I'm sure it's true. But, I didn't... That seems too early. You know what I mean?
Juror who helped convict crime boss Whitey Bulger feels guilty after learning he was in MKUltra.
According to
allthat'sinteresting.com.
So, don't feel like he wasn't really a great guy. You don't have to feel bad, maybe. But
not at all. He killed how many people? I feel bad because he was in these experiments. Listen, Linda,
Yeah, you could probably let that go. What I mean? It'll probably be fine.
You said American poet Daniel Ginsberg? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. I said what was his name? David Kesey?
David Kesey, okay. Some documented subjects. That was one guy, Ken Kesey. Ken Kesey, author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He said that guy. Alleged so four subjects: Whitey Bulger, Ted Kaczynski, Lawrence Teeter, the attorney for Sirhan Sirhan, which that goes into MKUltra stuff as well. Because you know who Sirhan Sirhan was, right?
I do not. Who is that?
A name so fine, he's got to have it twice. Sirhan Sirhan was a dude who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy. He was the guy who went in. Robert F. Kennedy was, this is after JFK had passed away. And word on the street was Robert Kennedy had a lot of information on some people, was about to bring it out. And then next thing you know is Sirhan. Sirhan comes in and shoots him. And there's like, it's either a video and or sound recording of that. You don't see him getting shot, but you hear the shots and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. They're going through like a kitchen, I'm pretty sure. But this dude shoots Kennedy. And Kennedy, first thing he says is after, they're like, are you okay? And he says, is everybody else okay? Has anybody else been shot or something like that? You know, and it's like, what? What a bad mamma jamma, you know? And then Sirhan then said that he has no memory of recollection of why or how that even happened. And that, that he was, quote, operating under MK Ultra mind control techniques, end quote. You say, end quote,
like we,
or unquote?
Like we keep saying during this whole thing when we're talking about it, like this did happen. Like there are records of this program. It's just what to the extent of what actually happened is hard to decipher just because so many records were destroyed.
Exactly.
So, you know, someone coming out and saying that, you know, and but the thing about it was, you know, during all these things I've looked up, like they were, MK Ultra was never successful. They could never figure it out. You know, between all the drugs and the torture methods, this, that, how to actually replace...
That we know of.
Yeah, well, that we know of, that's true. How to replace, that's where the conspiracy comes in, that's why we're here. Like, how to actually do it.
Here's the thing, though, Robert F. Kennedy, he died September 3rd, 1964, which is while the program was still going. So if Sirhan said before this
it
all
even
came
out
public,
because
it's
kind
of like, ooh...
That's actually true, because like none of this really became public. They didn't start the congressional investigations into it until the 70s.
Yeah.
So if you said that's
before
actually...
the 70s or the investigations, hey, I was under this program, that's why I don't remember anything, blah, 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 you know, then it'd be make a big difference. But if you said it after the things come out, then it's like, okay, you're just saying that
you're
now.
Just lying. That's actually true, you know, so... You know,
a couple other people, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got here... Marshall Applewhite, he was the leader of the Heaven's Gate cult. I don't know if you know about that story, but that's wild.
Yeah, I know that one.
And then Charles Manson has been tied to MKUltra also.
Really? Well, that's maybe that's why he is
the
way he is.
Because he took part in drug-induced psychological experiments funded by the government.
Right.
So, I mean, hey. And they said they were big in California. That's where he was at.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where Charles Manson lives. You know, maybe it was in that area. But yeah, but it was really big in California and New York.
He lives in 6 feet under the ground right now.
Well, now, sure. But not back then.
Yeah, no, not back. I'm pretty sure he's in California because, yeah, he was in California.
He was. Yeah, he was in California because that's where those murders took place.
Exactly. They're just talking about popular culture stuff there. Ugh. MKUltra conspiracy theories due to its nature and the records being destroyed. Yeah, exactly. Somebody has an album titled MKUltra. Okay, a bunch of stuff nobody cares about. Great, cool.
Right.
But yeah, so it is unbelievable to think about this as like, you know, like, oh, here's the exact thing on the guy. He died by suicide by jumping out of the 13th story window. 13th story? Damn. That was Frank Olson.
Yeah, Frank Olson, yeah. I don't know. You know, like I said, everything you read about that, like, after they... I believe it was they did an autopsy when it was, like, 94 or something. And, it was years after his death they did an additional autopsy. It was just, like, there were other injuries that wouldn't be consistent with him, him coming out, like, falling out of a window, you know?
Right.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, there's, I don't know. The case is in 2013 and blah, blah, blah. Okay. But yeah, that's wild that the dude died from 13-story, quote, fall. Oh, I asked you a question. I said, when you say quote, do you say unquote or end quote?
I don't say either of those things. Like, what do you mean? Like, when somebody's like, and I quote, and then I say it?
Yes. Yes.
Then that's I what just I mean. Stop. Okay. If I say quote, blah, 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 and then I just stop talking.
Okay. Cool.
But then yeah, I didn't take. When there's a yeah, quote I didn't. Or not. I just, you know, if somebody says to, well, somebody might say to me, like, and I quote, da da da, end quote. But like, if I do, I'm like, quote, words. And then I stop talking. Like, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Quote.
I guess.
Word.
I'm not really quoting a lot of things, to be honest with you. So it's just, I'm kind of just hanging out.
I'm my own person, right? Exactly.
So should I be saying quote, and then when I'm done, end quote, is what I should
be
saying.
I don't know. Because I've heard, like, I've been listening to, a lot of music recently. It's crazy. But I've been listening to Believe in the Bizarre. Really, really great. They got some conspiracy and they got some other stuff on there. They're really great. So this is a shout out for them, I guess. Go check them out. But on Believe in the Bizarre, I swear to God, one guy says end quote and the other guy says unquote. And I made me question myself as a person.
Unquote.
Like,
why would you say unquote, though? Like, because, I guess, like, you're done quoting.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, if you're watching this and you know the proper, you know,
what
grammar
do you say?
For this,
what
let
do you
us
say?
Know, because we apparently don't.
We have no idea. We have no idea. We're not English majors. We're just here so we don't get fined.
Like, I'm not even going to say quote anymore. I'm like, he said this.
According to the guy.
Yeah, according to this guy I met at the park. It's just he's...
Oh, my God.
But anyways...
How is Parky doing?
yeah.
You call him Parky because you don't know his real name.
Yeah, you don't know. Dude, I'm not going to a lot of parks. And the people that I meet there, if they, you know, I'm not talking to people at parks either. So it's, you know, not really a situation.
Your kids are to the point where it's like, if you want to go to a park, you can just go. You know, like they're old enough.
Yeah, yeah. We have one in our neighborhood here. If you want to go, can I go to the park? Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah,
like,
please,
go.
Please
take,
go.
Take,
yes.
Take your phone. Like, it's fine. You know.
I'm going just glancing through some stuff, and in one case, they administered LSD to a mental patient in Kentucky for 174 days. What?
Like every day?
Yeah.
That's wild. I've never done LSD, but I think 174 days of it would be.
It's too much. I think
excessive.
I mean, I've smoked weed for a bunch of days, you know, like, and I've drank beer for a bunch of days before. I mean,
same.
I don't feel like I had mind control going on me by any means.
Well, maybe that's why they did it for 174 days because they couldn't figure it out, maybe. You know, they just kept going, figuring it was going to work, and then maybe it just never worked. Damn, that would suck.
I got another thing here. Assortment of mind-altering substances describes the follows. Substances which will promote illogical thinking and impulsiveness to the point where the recipient would be discredited in public. Substances which increase the efficiency of mentation? What the hell is mentation? And perception.
Mentation.
Materials which will prevent or counteract the... Sorry, I sounded like I lagged there, but I didn't. That's just me not knowing how to read. Materials which will prevent or counteract the intoxicating effect of alcohol. Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, that's not terrible. But I mean, that does make sense, though. Like developing something specific. Well, I mean, alcohol, those other things exist, you know, to act like an idiot in public, you know, to discredit people. But
well, and then the next one is materials which will promote the intoxicating effect of alcohol. So it's like you have one beer and you're just hammered. I know people like that even without MK Ultra drugs.
So do I. Like I know some people who don't really partake that often, and it does not take a lot. Yeah. Like if you're somewhere and they show up and you see them start having like a drink, right, an adult beverage, it's like things are about to get sideways pretty quick with this person.
You know, everybody
be on freaking alert for a second, you know.
They had this is real quick. A substance that does pure euphoria. A substance that does just so-called brainwashing. A truth serum. A knockout pill that could be serpentishly... What? sir.
Let me ask you this. What does Business Insider say? Are you on Business Insider? Is that why you can't pronounce the words? Is there this? Are they not spelling them right? Is that the problem?
Business Insider was in charge of the MKUltra Wikipedia page.
Oh, Business Insider, I'm telling.
But in the end, Business Insider, we still love you no matter what.
Dude.
We joke. We only joke with people we
XO,
like, right?
XO, yeah.
Yep.
Those Hearts, are our boys.
Smiley face, no cap. Syrup, I'm still trying this word. I'm just going to stop. Syrupitilly, administered in drinks.
Great. Sorry. Great job. Keep going.
Did I get it?
That was awesome.
I did it.
No. Yeah, that's close enough.
Administered in drinks, food, cigarettes as an aerosol, which will be safe to use, provide a maximum of amnesia, and suitable for use by agent types on an ad hoc basis. Yuck. Why do you have to use the word surreptitiously? Like, I don't have any idea how to say it. Like, I'm going to have to Google that after. How do you say this word?
Google how do you say this word. It's in the dictionary just so it sounds it out for you.
I'm telling you, man. Here, I'm going to copy and paste it. You try to read it. You ready? Coming on to Discord right now. There you go. Go ahead. Read that word.
Hold on. Serpentitious. Dude, yeah, never mind. Yep. Yeah, let's go ahead and file a complaint.
Yeah. Yeah,
with
Webster's Dictionary.
Webster's Dictionary, that word is a thing because it's dumb.
It's like, thanks Webster's Dictionary for destroying our podcast because neither of us can say your damn word.
Hashtag podcast over. Hashtag podcast not over.
Podcast back on. But yeah, so MK Ultra, it's ridiculous. It's very interesting. Are you ready to put a bow on all of it?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we did all... I mean, this is a longer episode. To be honest, because this was our first episode back, so, I mean, there was a lot of catch-up, and then about a little more equal time, a little bit more of the... You know, we don't want the episode to run too long.
We kind of blew over a lot of stuff with this one, and it wasn't because it's not important or anything. It's because... We had such a long catch up. We're not trying to make this like a 2-hour podcast or anything like that.
Because
we probably easily could have with this.
Yeah. I think what you can say on this, as far as putting a bow on it, this 100% happened.
Mm-hmm.
There are some details on what that we know was done, but the scope of what actually occurred is beyond, it is so vast, and with all the records destroyed at the end of the program, we'll never know the full scope of it. We never know the full scope of what actually happened.
They didn't actually destroy all the records. They attempted to.
Not all of them. That's why some information, but the majority of it was wiped out.
Yeah.
So as far as believing it or not...
Do you believe it?
Yes, this program 100% existed. They 100%. They did experiments on obviously civilians with prisoners, volunteers in some cases, with the intention to try to learn how to control, basically mind control, either to make people do things or as we had said earlier to remove the current mind and replace it with a new mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which they had, there are records that they could not achieve that. Like, they tried, could not figure it out, which, who knows? Maybe they did. Like I said, almost all the records were destroyed. So maybe they achieved it at a later date. No one knows.
And if they did, they're not going to come out and just be like, we did figure out how to do mind control. And
We figured it out, guys. Like, what are you talking about? We're super good at this. We're crazy smart. They're not going to say that.
Terrible things, because of course we figured it out. They're not going to come out and tell us that. They're going to be like, all right, cool. You got Bob ready to go. He's about to go assassinate somebody, And then it's like,
Yeah.
Butterfly with tacos on it. Bob's gone. He's gone.
Yeah. So this 100% happened. This program was a thing. But the scope and what it all entailed, we will actually never know.
Right.
So
we both believe it.
Yeah. It definitely. It definitely occurred. It's just it's some of the other things to try to speculate on that we looked at. Like you had talked about, Sirhan. You look at that, that part of it, with him stating that prior to,
We don't know when he stated that. That's why I was saying earlier. When he stated that.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to find out when he stated that, if he did state it before or after.
Well, even before or after, it doesn't matter. The fact that he brought it up, is still, that's what that program entailed was that type of stuff.
It's exactly what the program was. So if he's saying that, it's kind of like, God.
So we're in agreement that this happened.
Yeah.
It's just the scope of what we know, of what actually occurred. Nobody will ever know. Right. No one will ever know how vast this program was.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, man.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good.
Tie a bow on it. This is how you tie a bow, by the way. That's how you do it.
He did it for you guys. I couldn't see his hand, so I couldn't see whether he did it or not.
He doesn't gotta know. This is for us.
For those that want to see him tie a bow, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. We are on YouTube where we show our faces.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Here we are.
Hey.
And then don't forget to check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at WT Conspiracy, where pretty much my sister does all that for us because we're old men and we don't know what the young kids want. And she would know better because she is 11 years younger than me. So, that kind of makes sense to me.
According to my kids, they don't want dabbing and whipping and nay-naying.
So. We're putting all the dabs, whips, and nay-nays all over this podcast. We're trying to get on the old folks. Jesus.
You're going back how many years ago? 7, 8 years ago? Was that a thing? I don't remember.
Oh, I missed 7 or 8 years ago.
I don't know. I do it because it makes me laugh and my kids hate it. So
exactly.
You do that as a dad. It's hilarious.
If you would like to get in contact with us, our email also is wtconspiracy@gmail.com. Oh, Sleepy, let me tell you. Did you know that? Let me tell you an exact number here. That our current wtconspiracy@gmail.com. You know how many emails we currently have on it?
How many?
94.
94?
Yep.
Let me ask you a question here.
Sure.
Are these 94 emails from people who have watched the show and asking us questions, or did our email somehow circumvent the internet and we're getting other things? Who's sending us emails, please? Let me know. What do we got?
Medicare plan. Welcome to Medicare 2023, Toby. Who the hell's Toby? Yeah.
It's not me. It's not my Toby, real name.
That's neither of our real names. I don't know anybody named Toby other than one guy that we played Battlefield with.
And that's a gamer tag. Person. That's not a name.
Exactly. It was from The Office.
What else?
Let's see. Welcome to Who's Who. Okay. Global Life Alert, your burial insurance. He's definitely getting into Medicare because there's a lot from Medicare for Toby.
How old do they think we are? Jesus Christ.
You can go to Car Shield, Walmart confirmation. You've been chosen. Today's winner. Ooh. You've been chosen. That seems similar.
Okay. Yeah. Click on that link immediately. Yeah. It's probably super safe. It's probably fine.
MedicarePlan.com is what? That's what it says. It's from Medicare plan. The words dot and the words com. Welcome to Medicare 2023, Toby. Who's Toby?
Who's Toby?
Ooh, Walgreens survey. Probably should do that one. That's probably mine. Jesus, man. This is ridiculous. And so the last email we got from an actual person was a long time ago. From a real person. A long time ago.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was a ways back.
It's from our homie Keegan.
Oh,
Yep.
Hell yeah.
About putting his name onto your cast, which is something that we did and put up a picture on our Instagram when you were wearing a cast. Mm-hmm. We put the picture up, didn't we? Or did we not?
Yeah, I think we... I gave it to you guys, and I sent you the video with everybody else's names on it, too. So I think so.
We'll have to look into that. Not, if we do, we can still do it. Like,
yeah, we can still do it. It's whatever. I got a whole nother year to get... I met my deductible, so I've got like 17 days in a year. I mean, if we got to break another leg or an ankle...
There we go. Yeah, let's get another cast.
There's literally pine straw outside. I could just go outside and then,
I'm going to go for a walk, everybody. I'll be back, pine straw. I'm done.
Fall down again. No, we ain't doing that. We stand on sidewalks.
I don't believe in pine straw. It's not real. Okay. Oh, my God. I just slapped the microphone. I'm sorry, everybody, for that. So, yeah, that is going to be all for today's episode. This was episode 16, MK Ultra. 16. Let us know what you thought. Get in contact with us. We like talking to you guys.
I will tell you something right now. We started this podcast actually about a year ago. Like, pretty dang close. The first episode we did had my Christmas tree in it, if I remember.
I think you're right.
It had my Christmas tree in it, I'm pretty sure. I think I did the first one at my kitchen table. Then after that, I switched to this room.
Our first episode was January 19th.
What? My Christmas... No way. It was in December. Bars, my Christmas tree wouldn't be up in December. I mean, in January.
Oh, you know what it was? We were recording multiple episodes as we were like, oh, we'll put these all out. And then we were like, bump it and put it all out at one time.
Yeah, yeah. So January 19th. Yeah, so we're close to a year into this. I mean, 16 episodes in a year.
That's
not terrible.
Nowhere near
what we thought we were going to do. We were thinking like an episode a week is what we're going to do. Well, we ended up being about an episode a month, maybe a little bit more. And a lot of that was because of this extended break we just took over the last 3 to 4 months.
And we thank you all for who continued to listen and have not forgot about us, who have been in contact with us, who have talked to us about it. Thank you. Thank you for being patient.
Hey. But we back, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, we're back.
And we are very hard. Like, God. Oh, my God. I can't just stop after that.
We're very what?
I don't even know what to say now. Like...
You can't say anything.
You can't come back from that. We are very hard. And then I just stopped talking all of a sudden.
Yeah, you just quit talking.
Oh, my God.
Peaswad represents himself, folks. He doesn't represent my opinions
We. I said we. We're a thing, baby. We are very hard. Okay. Oh, my God, man. What is wrong with me? We are two... We live in separate states. We have separate lives. We both have multiple children. He has three. I have two. And, trying to be a good father and a good husband sometimes takes precedence over doing a podcast. You know, and that's nothing at all against the podcast. But I don't know, man. You know, like, I don't feel like we did anything wrong by missing out when we missed out, because there's a lot of life stuff happening. But at the same time, we are going to do our damnedest to not do this again.
Hopefully. We'll see, though. We'll see.
Yeah. The plan is
7 days from now, we're going to record this again.
Yep.
And what's the next episode going to be, Peas? We already got it lined up. So
episode
what's the next
17
one?
Is going to be Urban Legends by State Part 5.
And if you have been following the podcast, over the last year or so, We've done Urban Legends multiple times, obviously, by being part 5. So
never ending.
We thought we'd get through it a lot quicker than we did, but it seems every time we do this episode, we talk about 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever, just because we do catch up, and then we our intro, and then we talk a lot.
We talk a lot about how Business Insider is silly.
Incredible. It's an incredible organization. Love it. But we thought we'd get through like 10 or more an episode. No. It's going to take a while. Like, even after we get through this on episode 5, there's still going to be more. There's going to be episode 6. Like, there might be an episode 7.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's 100% right. I think that we're at like 37 so far. So we still have...
Yeah. So at least 13, two more.
At least two more. Yeah. We still have like 13 left. And then we 100% like... We've only been going through like 6 per episode. So
but,
we could do
two. But once we get through with that, you know, obviously we talk about the other conspiracy theories. We do this. But something I want to do is I do want to look at urban legends in other countries. Oh, and I think a good way to start that would be is some of the people who listen, some of the countries you're in.
100%.
You don't have to send us the urban legends that are in your countries. Just kind of send us an idea, though, you know, hey, we're in, you know, this country or this country, and, you know, I'd like to start looking into other countries. Specific urban legends, I think, would be cool. So, you know, kind of get out of, you know, just the U.S. stuff and kind of move it, you know, more, you know,
yeah,
broad,
we didn't plan to,
you know, cover just, more things.
Just stay in the U.S. It's just this urban legends. There's 50 states. Like, come on. Why do we have to have so many states?
Oh, my God.
Let's start combining a couple of them, you know? But, it's going to be urban legends by state. Yeah, and if you have other, like, lists like that that you find interesting or funny that you think we should do, please let us know. We're down for a lot of stuff, man. 100%. We just love hearing from you. And if you haven't already, make sure that you give us a 5-star review because it does help us out. And like, subscribe, throw a bunch of money our way to our Patreon. We have a Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon. Don't do that. We don't have a Patreon. We're not trying to make money off this. This is just we're just hanging out. So don't worry about that.
I don't think we would start a Patreon until somebody would be like, "Hey, I want to help you guys out. Get a Patreon," you know. So it's like we're good. We don't have a Patreon. We do not have a Patreon. So don't go giving money to somebody else because that's not us.
If somebody says they're Sleepy and Peas, donate to my Patreon.
Yep, we don't have a
Patreon.
Don't,
because we don't have one.
Like, as of episode 16, MK Ultra, we do not have a Patreon. So outro tagline. It's been 4 months. Are you ready for this?
Oh my! I'm no way. I'm getting this right.
Oh my God!
I might get this right. I might get this right. All right.
If we did do a good job this time,
maybe we will next time.
Woo!
Was that it?
What? That was it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that it? Okay. Good.
You did it.
I really struggled with that, like the first like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes. So half the life of the podcast, I had a difficult time with that.
I mean, you know what? I don't have a memory. So I'm literally reading it. It's on my screen over here. Like, I couldn't tell you. So that's going to be it for us right this episode. I was going to say today. Today. It's going to be us for this episode. Thank you for listening and or watching. We appreciate all of you, and we love you very much. And please come back and listen to us again, right, Sleepy?
Yeah, absolutely. We're here for you.
We are.
You know?
We are.
So we're here for you.
For you. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.